नमस्सर्वेभ्यः। अद्य सिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः बहुव्रीहिसमासप्रकरणे तृतीयः पाठः, मार्च् मासस्य नवमः दिनाङ्कः। येनाक्षरसमां नायमधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। Well, sorry for the delay. I was just waiting to see if there will be a few other people, since they don't seem to be. Usha Mahodaya, are you aware of why nobody from the US group is here today? I see only two other people who are, my other students, but none of the MA students actually seem to be here, other than you.
No, I don't know. We have time change, but not today. It will be affecting next Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So not today.
Oh, I'm very surprised. I mean, there is nobody else other than you who is here. And I have not got any mails informing of it. It's okay. Anyway, they'll catch up to the record.
Chandrasekhar Mahoday didn't say anything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's very prompt about informing me about any such thing, so I was just wondering. Anyway, that's okay. We'll start and anybody will catch up through the recording.
Well, we can do our questions.
Huh?
Or you can do some the questions which we have, whosoever is there.
Oh, sure. I mean, that can be done anytime if you have questions, certainly. You have any questions regarding, I mean, the previous one?
Yeah, the basic between the Rudi and yogic words.
Rudi, yogika, those words whose meaning is entirely dependent on the etymology. For example, if I say Ganta, it means he goes. He who goes is called a Ganta. Nothing else. I mean, everybody who goes can be called a Ganta. A Pachakaha is somebody who cooks. Pachati iti Pachakaha. Wherever we get the meaning from the etymology purely, we call it yoga. Rudhi is where sometimes the etymology might hold good or it might not, but the meaning principally derives because of convention. For example, you have a word like pankajam. Pankajam means a lotus. But if you look at the etymology, it means panke jayate. Panka is slush or something. So that which is born. So there are so many things which are born in slush. There might be insects, there might be some other flowers, anything. But none of them can be called pankaja. Pankaja is restricted to lotus because of convention. That is what we call the rudhi. Okay. And Pankaja is not even like pure Rudhi. It is called Yoga Rudha because the etymology holds good. The lotus is born in the Panka. Pankaja meva, into anyas kimapi Pankaja miti nochyate Rudhya. Yoga Rudhi. We have both Yoga and Rudhi. There are some words on the other hand, for example, a word like Lavanya. Okay. Lavanya means beauty or grace. Etymologically deriving, it comes from Lavanasya Bhavaha. Okay. So, but the salt has absolutely nothing to do with Lavanya. Okay. It is only Rudhi. By convention, we know that Lavanya means grace or beauty. Whereas etymologically, it will simply not make any sense to see what the word means. So that is what we call a Rudhi. Pure Rudhi. That the meaning derives only from convention. Is that okay?
Oh,
okay. So Rudhi is
then I got there is a hello?
Tell me. Just a second madam. So Geeta Mahodaya says that she has Chittur exams. Sure. No problem. You can catch up with the recordings anytime. So yeah, continue. You have other questions?
Yeah. Sapatni, there are three types of vigraha, I mean three types of samasa, they said.
Yeah, but we have not yet covered it. We'll be covering it
too. Oh, okay. I'm sorry because
no problem.
With the you going back and forth, I was...
Yeah, I understand. It might be slightly confusing, but now I'm coming back and I'll be covering all that now.
Okay, no, that's fine. One second. I have something down. Did we cover Panchanguli Hastaha?
No.
Okay, good.
We haven't gone yet, so far yet.
Okay. Mruga Shakti we covered. And yes. Then in the Mruga Shakti, in your handout, it says Mrugasya Shakti. But in our black book, the place you book, it says Mrugaha Shakti. How can that be? Oh, that's a mistake.
Mrugaha Shakti?
Yeah.
With no...
Mruga and then Visarga, Mrugaha.
I don't know how a Karmadhara Samasa can be. Mruga and Sakti.
Example before that is Uttara Saptam. So there it is Uttaram Sakti.
Yes, Uttara is an adjective to Sakti because you say it's the latter part of that moon. But how can Mruga be used as a Visheshana to Sakti?
Yeah, that's what I was. I don't know.
I'll think over it if it is a type for a man or if they have some other sense in mind. Mrugaha Shakti, at present I don't see what it could mean at all. So, I'll see if it is possible.
Okay, thank you. Right now in front of me, that's it.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Anytime if you have questions, you can raise them, no problem. So, Anvarteshamaha. Bahuvrihi samasapakaranam adhiyamanam asti. Shesho bahuvrihi iti bahuvrihi adhikaraha. Itarabhya dhvandva paryantam bahuvrihi samasaha. Tatra pramukham sutram. Anekam anyapadarthe. Sheshaha nama prathamantam iti adhikriyate. Bahuvrihihi ityape adhikriyate. Anyapadarthe vidyamanam. Anekam prathamantam vatamasyate sa bahuvrihihi iti sutrasaha. So we have the samasa of many prathamanta words which come together to indicate something else. Anyapadartha. This is why we call it as anyapadartha pradhanaha bahuvrihihi. Upayoho padayoho arthamatiritya anyasya padasya arthaha pradhanam bhavati bahuvrihi samase. Bahuni udaharananyapi drishtani praptodakaha udharathaha pitambaraha ityadayaha. Sankhya vyaya sanna duradhika sankhyaha sankhyeye. Sankhya avyayam asanna dura adhika sankhyavachakam ityete sankhya samasyante. Sankhyaya vachakaya sankhyaya. So that is another kind of bahuvrihi samasa. For example, upadashaha dashanam samipe ye santi te upadashaha iti avyayasya sankhyaya samasaha. Asanna vimshatihi yeshamte asanna vimshaha. Atra asanna shabdasya sankhyaya samasaha. Evam aduratrimshaha adhikachatvarimshaha. Dvitraha, dvavva, trayova, sankhyayaha, sankhyayasaha, samasaha. So all these are bahuvrihi samasas because of this sutra. Ding namani antarale, disham namani, purva, dakshina, uttara, ityadini, antarale vachye. When the direction in between them is intended, tada samaso bhavati sa bahuvrihi. Dakshina Purva, Uttara Purva, Uttara Paschima, or Paschimottara, ityadayaha. Tatra tene idam iti sarupe. Tatra tena idam. Tatra nama saptamyarthe grahana vishaye. Evam tena tritiyarthe praharana vishaye. Idam yuddham pravrittam ityarthe samasyante sa bahuvrihihi ityarthaha. केशा केशी केशेषु केशेषु गृहीत्वा इदं युद्धं प्रवृत्तम्। केश केश स्वरूपयोः परयोरेव समासः। तत्र पूर्वपदस्य दीर्घः भवति, समासस्य इच् समासान्तो भवति इच् कर्मव्यतिहारे इत्यनेन। सो अव्ययीभावश्च तिष्ठद्गु प्रभृतयश्च इत्यनेन, तिष्ठद्गु प्रभृतीनि च इत्यनेन अव्ययीभावत्वमस्ति, तेन अव्ययं भवति, सुपः लुक् भवति, केशा केशी दण्डा दण्डि मुष्टि मुष्टि इत्यादीनि रूपाणि। तेन सहेति तुल्ययोगे, तेन सह तुल्ययोगे नाम समानक्रियायोगे, सह इति अव्ययं समस्यते तृतीयान्तेन, पुत्रेण सह आगच्छति इत्यर्थे पुत्रेण सह, सह इत्यस्य पुत्रशब्देन समासः। तत्र विकल्पेन सादेशः वोपसर्जनस्य इत्यनेन सपुत्रः सहपुत्रः इत्युभयं साधु। सो दीस् फैव् आर् द सूत्रस् विच् गिव् बहुव्रीहि समास। अनेकमन्यपदार्थे संख्यायाव्ययसन्नाधिकदूरा दूराधिकसङ्ख्याः सङ्ख्येये लिङ्नामान्यन्तराले तत्र तेनेतस्वरूपे एण्ड् तेन सह इति तुल्ययोगे। अलाङ्ग् विद् दिस् देर् आर् अ फ्यू वार्तिकास् अण्डर् अनेकमन्यपदार्थे। So that is all about bahuvrihi samasa vidhana. So there are many karyas which are associated with a bahuvrihi samasa. One of the main ones is pumbadbhava. Okay. So now I am coming back to what we left in between. Okay. I had left out a chunk in between because it was not directly samasa vidhana. So I had gone on to the samasavidhayaka, other samasavidhayaka sutras in bahuvrihi. So we are coming back. So hopefully if you have any confusion because of the back and forth, it should be cleared after we do this chunk, then everything will have been covered in between. So there is one major thing on pumvadbhavaha. Striyah pumvat, bhashita pumskad, anum samanadhikarane, striyam apurani priyadshu. It is sutram. We have seen a sutra from this, that is Karmadharaya Jatiya Deshiyeshu, as a part of Karmadharaya Samasa, which also gives Pumvadbhava. And the main Pumvadbhava Vidhayaka Sutram Atrasti, Striyaha Pumvat Bhashita Pumskadanu Samanadhikarane Striyam Apurani Priyadishu. The Shat Padani Sutre. Bhashita Pumskad Anu Ung Abhavaha Asyam Iti Bahuvrihihi. So it is, the Anung here is Ung Abhavaha Asyam, that which does not carry the Ung. Ung Iti Stri Pratyaha. Tap Nab Jap Neet Neesh Neen Ung Ti Iti Ashtau Stri Pratyaha Bhavanti. Tatra Ung Iti Stri Pratyaha. Udaharanartham Vadhuhu Shvashruhu इत्यादिषु यः प्रत्ययः श्रूयते सः उङ् प्रत्ययः, अतः अनुङ् उङन्तं न भवेत् इति एकः नियमः। सो भाषितपुंस्कादनूङ् इत्यत्र निपातनात् पञ्चम्याः अलुक् षष्ठ्याश्च लुक्। वस्तुतः किं भवेत्, भाषितपुंस्कं च अनु नाम अनूङन्तं च तस्य अथवा तस्मात् इति भवेत्, तस्य पुंवत् इति भवेत्, किन्तु भाषितपुंस्कात् इत्यत्र पञ्चम्याः अलुक् भाषितपुंस्कात् अनु यस्य अस्याम् इति भवेत्, बट् द पञ्चमी इस् नाट् डिलीटेड् इन् द समास अलुक् अलुक् बिकास् आफ् निपातन, बिकास् पाणिनि हेस् यूस्ड् इट् दट् वे। षष्ठ्याश्च लुक् अनूङः इति भवेत्, यः यत्र भाषितपुंस्कात् उङ्गभावः अस्ति तस्य स्त्रियाः पुंवत् इति अन्वयः। सो षष्ठी विभक्तिः भवेत् तस्य च लुक् निपातनात्। सो इट्स् एन् इरेग्युलर् यूसेज् विच् इस् जस्टिफैड् ओन्लि बिकास् इट् इस् यूस्ड् इन् द सूत्र। तुल्ये प्रवृत्तिनिमित्ते यद् उक्तपुंस्कं तस्मात् परः उङ्गभावः यत्र तथाभूतस्य स्त्रीवाचकस्य शब्दस्य पुंवाचकस्य इव रूपं स्यात् समानाधिकरणे स्त्रीलिङ्गे उत्तरपदे न तु पूरण्यां प्रियादौ च परतः इत्येतावान् सूत्रार्थः। सो दट्स् ऐ मीन् डोण्ट् वरि अबौट् द लाङ्ग् सूत्रार्थ, इट् इस् आल् आब्वियस् फ्रम् द words in the sutra itself. She is just describing them. Okay. Striyaha pumvat. Kaha arthaha? Strivachakasya shabdasya pumvachakasya iva rupam syat. A strilinga word will be converted to a form like the pullinga. For example, if you have aja, it will become aja. If we have sundari, it will become sundara. If we have anything, gopi, it will become gopa. Okay. The strilinga, stri pratyayanta, will be converted to a form like the masculine. That is what we call the pumvad bhava. Pumvat, pullinga shabdavad bhavati. Kidrishasya bhavati, strivachakasya shabdasya. Kidrishasya, bhashita pumska danung. Nama, bhashita pumskam bhavet, tasmat paraha unga bhavaha yatra. And it should not be unganta. So what is a bhashita pumska? Tulye pravritti nimitte yad ukta pumskam. Samane pravritti nimitte yad ukta pumskam. Pravritti nimitta is the reason or that which the word primarily denotes. Okay. So tattu tulyam bhavet. Udaharanam pashyamaha. I think it's in the next one, just a minute. Ha. Bhashita pumskam namakim. Bhashitaha puman yena. That which has already told a man or a masculine form is called a bhashita pumska. A word which is now in strilinga, but which has earlier denoted a pullinga. That is, which is also capable of denoting masculine. So, pumstve stritve cha eka pravritti nimittakam. It should be the same pravritti nimitta. Basically, it means it should carry the same meaning in both pullinga and strilinga. Okay, so pravritti nimitta here means that for which the word exists. That meaning which the word exists to convey is called the pravritti nimitta. And it should be the same in case of pullinga and strilinga. What does it mean? Udaharanam ajaha aja ityasti. Ajaha iti pullingam, aja iti strilingam. So both words denote the same animal. Okay, aja in addition indicates the femininity, the stritva of that animal. But the pravritti nimitta for both is the same animal. Ekameva prani vishesham dyotayitum ubhavapi shabdau pravrittau. Ataha pravritti nimittam tulyam. Shvetaha shveta. Shveta is whiteness. So ubhayoho pravritti nimittam sayeva gunaha. Shvetaha nama gunaha. It is the same guna which is both of them convey. Okay. So the strilinga word in addition conveys the stritva. But beyond that, the pravritti nimitta for both is the same. Gachan gachanti. Ubhayoho pravritti nimittam gamana kriya. So both of them indicate the kriya of gamana. Okay. So all these words are those which have the tulya pravritti nimitta, the same pravritti nimitta in both pullinga and strilinga. Now this strilinga word aja is a bhashita pumska because the word has already indicated a man. Aja shabdadeva strita vivakshayam tap pratyaha bhavati. Ata idanim ayam shabdaha bhashita pumskaha, that which has already told a masculine meaning, which has conveyed a masculine meaning. Evam shveta ityetad bhashita pumskam. Gachanti ityetad bhashita pumskam. So all words which have forms in both pullinga and strilinga are bhashita pumskas. If you have words like nitya strilinga, for example, something like ganga, iti padam, bhashita pumskam na. Daha pullinga rupam nasti. It does not have a pullinga form. It is compulsorily strilinga. So such words are not bhashita pumskas. There are also words which have different meanings in pullinga and strilinga. For example, tulya pravritti nimitte iti kimartham vaktavyam. Kuta shabdaha asti, kuti shabdaha asti. Kuta shabdasya ghataha ityarthaha. It means a pot. Whereas, kuti in strilinga, it indicates a house. Kuti, kutiram ityadina, griham ityarthaha. Kuta shabdasya tu ghataha ityarthaha. Okay. Even though the word exists in both lingas, kutaha kuti iti linga dvaye asti, kintu tulyam pravritti nimittam nasti. Kuta shabdasya pravrittau ghatatvam nimittam. It exists to convey the property of ghatatva, whereas kuti exists to convey the property of a grihatva, the property of a house. So they do not have tulya pravritti nimitta. So kuti is not a bhashita pumska. Griham ityarthe ayam nitya strilingaha. Tasmin arthe pullinge prayogaha nasti. Ataha bhashita pumskaha na. Okay. So bhashita pumska is a strilinga word which can convey the same meaning in pullinga. Okay. Same meaning other than the stritva, everything else is conveyed by the pullinga form also. So such words are called bhashita pumskas. So coming back to the sutrartha, tulye pravritti nimitte yat ukta pumskam. So keeping the pravritti nimitta as the same, that which has a form in masculine also. That's the first condition. Tasmat paraha unga bhavaha yatra. And it does not have a ung pratyaya on it. That's the second one. Tathabhutasya strivachakasya shabdasya pumvachakasya iva rupam syat. So the rupa will be like that of the pullinga form when samanadhikarane strilinge uttarapade, when followed by an uttarapada which is also a strilinga and which is samanadhikarana, samanadhikaranyam bhavet ubhavyam padabhyam eka eva ekti hi athava ekameva vastu suchitam bhavet. So that is what we call the samanadhikarana, and they both refer to the same adhikarana. So samanadhikarane strilinge uttarapade. So that is the sutrartha. Apurani priyadishu. Arthat purana pratyayanta shabde pare pumvadbhavaha na bhavati. Priyadigane e shabdaha pathitaha teshu pareshu pumvadbhavaha na bhavati. It's a negation. So sutrartha is striyah pumvat bhashita pumskadanu samanadhikarane striyam. Tathatati pumvadbhavaha bhavati. Purana pratyayante uttarapade priyadigana patiteva uttarapade pumvadbhavaha na bhavati. So kaha niyamaha, niyamaha, purva padasya niyamaha, strivachakaha shabda bhavet. So it should be a feminine form. Bhashita pumskaha, tulye pravritti nimitte pullinga rupam api bhavet. Ung anta bhinnaha, and it should not end in an ung. So these three are the niyamas for purva pada. Uttara padasya ke niyamaha, samanadhikaranam. Purvapadena saha samanadhikaranyam bhavet. Strilinga vachakam bhavet. There are some words which are compulsorily pullinga. I mean, some adjectives, even though they indicate a strilinga, they can be, I mean, the word can be napumsaka or pullinga. So, such words are not accepted. So, samanadhikaranyam bhavet. Strivachakameva bhavet. Purana pratyayantam na bhavet. Okay, we will see what are purana pratyayas later. Priyadigana patitopi na bhavet. So, if all these niyamas are satisfied, we have striyah pumvat. There is pumvadbhava, which means the strivachaka is converted to a to the form which resembles the pullinga form. Purvapadasya pumvadbhavo bhavati. So, we saw what is abhashita pumska. So, kim udaharanam diyate idani. Vostriyoho iti hrasvaha. Chitragavo yasyeti laukika vigrahe. Chitra as go as iti alaukika vigrahe chitra guhu. So chitra guhu iti udaharanam. Kim chitraha gavaha yasya saha iti alaukika vigraha. He who possesses chitraha gavaha. Chitra is a multicolored cows. Multicolored, and gavaha is a cow. So he whose cows are multicolored. Not all of the same color. They are multicolored cows. So, chitraha gavaha yasya saha. Okay. Chitra jas go jas iti alaukika vigraha. Anekamanya padarthe ityanena bahuvrihi samasaha. Krittardhita samasascha ityanena pratipadika samya. Pratyasya lopaha supodhatu pratipadika yoho iti. So, chitra go ityasti. Atra striyah pumvate. Chitra iti strivachakam padam. Ukta pumskam, it is an adjective. So, chitraha means a multicolored in pullinga. So, chitra is multicolored in strilinga. Ataha bhashita pumskam. Ukte tulye pravritti nimitte ukta pumskattvam asti. It is a strivachaka. It is not unganta. Okay. So, all this are satisfied. Go iti punaha samanadhikaranam. Chitraha gavaha. Chitraha iti goho visheshanam. So, it is samanadhikaranam. Yeah? And then it is a strivachaka. Go iti strivachakam patam. it is not in the priyadigana, it is not a purana pratyanta. Ataha chitra iti purva padasya pumvat bhavah bhavati. Pumvat nama chitra. Pullinge pradivarikam bhavati chitra. Strilinge tu chitra. Ataha chitra iti bhavati. So chitra go. Striya pumvat ityanena pumvat bhavah. Ataha go shabdasya go striyo rupasarjanasya ityanena hraswah. You have seen this sutra long ago in the Vyayibhava Prakarana. So, upacharjanam yat stri pratyantam athava go shabdaha tasya hraswa bhavati. So, since it is apradhana, that is hraswa, okara is converted to ukara. So, chitra go bhavati tasya ritta visargayohu. So, pratyaya chitra guhu rupam. He who possesses multicolored cows ityarthaha. Tra purva padasya pumvadbhavaha uttara padasya hraswaha. Rupavad bharyaha iti aparam udaharanam. Rupavati bharya yasya saha. He whose wife is very beautiful. So rupavati iti stri pratyantam bhashita pumskam. Rupavan rupavati, the same forms in pullinga and strilinga. So and it is not unganta. Rupavati bharya chitra bharya shabdam samanadhikaranam stri vachakam apurani priya. So it is not neither puran pratyanta nor priyadigana. So again we have pumvat bhava. Rupavati becomes rupavat. This is the pratiparika which you have to take. So the pratiparika for pullinga is rupavat and that for strilinga is rupavati. So rupavati becomes rupavat. Rupavad bharyaha iti rupam. So these are examples of striyah pumvati. Okay. So now he raises a question. So there are two words, it is fine. The purva pada gets pumbadbhava. What happens when there are three words? As we saw, anekam anyapadarthe iti uchyate. Anekam iti uktatvat. Ekasmad adhikam. That which is more than one. It can be two, it can also be three. Even if we have three words, we can have bahuvrihi. What happens when there are three words? How do we get the pumbadbhava is the question. So chitra jarati gauhu yasya. Yasya gauhu chitra jarati. Chitra is multicolored and jarati is old. So he whose cow is multicolored and is old. So chitra jarati gauhu yasya saha. It is samasa karaniyaha. We do a samasa with three words. Chitra jarati gauhu. So all words are three vachakas, all are bhashita pumskas. So how do we do a pumbadbhava? Chitra jarati gauhu yasya iti vigrahe. Anekokte hai bahunam api bahuvrihihi. Since the sutra says anekam anapadarthe, it means that more than one, any number can combine. Therefore, bahunam api bahuvrihihi. Trayanam vatpadanam yugapad bahuvrihi samaso bhavati. Atra kechit. So some people here say, chitra jarati guhu, jarati chitra guruva. So, you can either put chitra first or jarati first. Since it is a visheshana, it doesn't matter. So, chitra jarati guhu, jarati chitra guhu, iti samastam padam, iti vadanti. Chukte kim, pumbadbhavaha nasti. So, in both cases, there is no pumbadbhava seen. Chitra jarati ityevasti, jarati chitra. Pumbadbhavaha nasti, iti vadanti kechit. Some people opine that there is no pumbadbhava. Evam, dirgha tanvi jangha, tanvi dirgha jangha. Dirgha tanvi jangha yasya saha. Okay. He who possesses a jangha. Jangha is the bone in the leg. Okay. It is the, not the thigh bone, the one below it. I don't know what exactly it is called. So that is the jangha. So dirgha tanvi. He whose jangha is long and thin. Okay. So dirgha tanvi jangha yasya saha iti samaseti. Ubhayatra pumvadbhavaha nasti iti kechit. Kimartham tripade bahuvrihau prathamam na pumvat uttarapadasya madhyamena vyavadhanat. What is the case here? You have chitra, jarati and go. The first one, the word chitra cannot have pumvadbhava. Why? Uttarapadasya madhyamena vyavadhanat. Uttarapade pare pumvadbhava vidhiyate. Uttarapada parakattvam nastikila. Since the uttarapada is separated by the middle one. Uttarapada is the final word of the samasa. And the if you have the take the first word, it is not directly followed by the uttarapada. Uttarapada varakatvam nasti. Ataha prathamasya pumvadbhavah na bhavati. Tripade bahuvrihau prathamam na pumvat uttarapadasya madhyamena vyavadhanat. Dvitiyamapi na pumvat purvapadatva abhavat. You come to the second one. The say chitra jarati gauho. Yeah, chitra will not get pumvadbhava because it is not followed by the uttarapada directly. Jarati will also not get pumvadbhava because it is not the purvapada. Purvapadasya uttarapade pare pumvadbhava iti uchyate. Prathamapadam purvapadam. The first word is the purvapada, but it is not immediately followed by the uttarapada. The second word is not the purvapada. Okay, so therefore it will also not get pumvadbhava. Dvitiyamapi na pumvat purvapadatvabhavat. Uttarapada shabdo hi samasasya charamavayave rudhaha. So by convention, uttarapada can mean any word which follows. But by convention, the word uttarapada means the final part of a samasa. The last word in a samasa is called uttarapada. Okay. So chitra jarati gauho ityatra go shabdasyaiva uttarapadam iti uchyate. So jarati is not uttarapada. It is only the last word of a samasa is called uttarapada. Purvapada shabdastu prathamayavayave rudhaha. Whereas purvapada is the first word. Okay. So those in between form neither purvapada or uttarapada. So in this case, where there is a bahunam bahuvrihi, tatra prathamasyapi pumvadbhavah na bhavati, dvitiyasyapi na bhavati iti kechit vadanti. Charama, there is a question, what is charama? Charama means last, final. Vastutastu. Neha Purvapadam Akshipyate. So he says, but actually the Purvapada, Purvapadasya Uttarapade Pare Pumvadbhavaha iti nasti. Purvapadasya Akshepaha nasti. Akshepa means Anangritaha ityatra yatha. He gives an example. Anangrito Dvandve iti sutramasti. Rudantanam Dvandve Anangsyat Uttarapade Pare. When you have a dvandva of rikaranta, srasvarikaranta, uttarapade pare, anang iti adesha bhavati. There is anang as the adesha when followed by the uttarapada. Okay. Tata chaturunam dvandve. If you do a dvandva of four rikarantas, hotru potru neshtodgataraha iti upantyasya neshtuhu anang udahrataha samarthah paravidhihi ityatra bhashye. So Bhashyakara, giving an example, he gives when there is a samasa of four, Hotru, Potru, Neshtru, Udgatru, iti chaturunam samase, ant upantyasya, arthat Neshtru ityasya, the uttarapada is Udgatru, the final word is the uttarapada. Tasmin pare, yadasti Neshtru iti padam, tasya anangadesha krutaha, right? Neshta udgataraha. Anangi krite neshta iti bhavati. Neshto udgataraha iti bhavati. Upantyasya neshtuhu anang udahrataha. Now this is a similar case. Uttarapade pare iti uchyate. Purvapadasyaiva anang bhavati iti adiniyamaha. If you are saying that only the purvapada will get anang when followed by the uttarapada. Hotru potru neshto udgataraha ityatra purvapadam hotru. Uttarapadam udgatru. No, Hotru cannot have Anang because it is not directly followed by Uttarapada. And Neshtru is not a Purvapada. It is not the first avayava of a samasa. Tathapi tatra Anang krutaha. Katham Purvapadam na akshipyate. Always the tendency is Uttarapade pare ityukte Purvapadasya karyam iti akshepaha kriyate. When followed by an Uttarapada means the Purvapada will get the karya. So only if you do the akshepa, if you bring in, it is understood that it is for the purvapada. If you bring in that purvapada, then neshtru cannot have anang at all because it is not the purvapada. Kintu bhashye eva udahratam hotru potru neshtodgataraha ityatra upantyasya anang bhavati. Whichever is immediately followed by the uttarapada will get anang. So going by the same logic. Chitrajaratyo gavo vesyati dvandvagarbhepi chitrajaradguhu iti bhashyam. So, also there is a another thing which he says, Chitrajaratyau Gavau Yasya. Okay. Iti samase, initially we have a dvandva. Chitraja Jaraticha Chitrajaratyau. Chitrajaratyau Gavau Yasya iti bahuvrihihi. Dvandva garbhaha bahuvrihihi. Initially you have a dvandva, then you have bahuvrihi. Tatra Chitrajaradguhu. So there, the Chitrajarati is the word. It gets Pumadbhava, it becomes Chitrajaradguhu iti bhashyam. So he says, even when there is a dvandva in between, there is form like Chitrajaradguhu, which means, even when there is no dvandva, the Uttarapada, I mean that which is followed by the Uttarapada, will get Pumvadbhava. Chitra Jarati Gauho Yasya Ityatra, Uttarapade Pare, Tatah Purvam Yadasti, the one which immediately precedes the Uttarapada, will get Pumvadbhava. So Chitra Jarati Go Itasthite, Jarati Ityasya Pumvadbhava Bhavati. Chitra Jaradguhu iti rupam. Okay. So Chitra Jaratyo Gavavyasya iti Dvandva Garbhe Api. So even when there is Dvandva and then you do Bahuvrihi, Tatrapi Pumvadbhavah Bhavati Chitra Jaradguhu. So whether we do directly Bahuvrihi for three words or we first combine two in a Dvandva and then do a Bahuvrihi, Tatrapi Uhayatra Jarati Shabdasya Pumvadbhava Bhavati Chitra Jaradguhu iti rupam. Karmadharaya Purva Padetu Dvayorapi Pumvat. Okay. So on the other hand, if you do a Karmadharaya. Okay. So there are many ways in which this can split. The first case is you do a bahurihi. Bahunam bahurihi kriyate. Jarat chitra jarati gauhu yasya saha iti bahurihau. Jarati ityasya. Uttarapade pare jarati ityasya pumvadbhavaha. You get chitra jarad guhu or jarati chitra guhu. Jarati chitra gauhu yasya saha iti samase. Jarati chitra guhu. The one which is immediately preceded by the Uttarapada will get Pumbadbhava. Iti Dikshitanam Siddhantaha. Okay. Purvapakshe Ubhayorapi Pumbadbhava Nabhavati iti Uktam. Vastutaha Siddhante Uttarapade Pare Tatpurvam Yadasti Tasya Pumbadbhava Bhavati. So that is the first case where you have pure Bahuvrihi. Dvandvagarbhaha Bahuvrihi. Adau Chitracha Jaraticha. Chitra Bhinna Jarati Bhinna. Dvau Gavostaha. Chitra Jarati. One of them is multicolored, the other is old. Okay. Chitra cha jarati cha chitra jaratyau. Chitra jaratyau gavau yasya iti dvandvagarbhaha bahuvrihihi. Tatrapi chitra jarati ityasya pumvadbhavaha. Now that is a samastapada. Tasya pumvadbhave chitra jarat iti bhavati chitra jaradguhu ityeva rupam. Karmadharaya purvapadetu. On the other hand, if you combine the first two words in a karmadharaya samasa, jarati cha chitra cha iti idani karmadharaya, the same cow, it is old and it is multicolored. If you are doing dvandva, it is two different cows. Chitra gauhu bhinna, jarati gauhu bhinna. Okay. But if both are the same, that is the same cow is multicolored and old, tada kim bhavati adau karmadharaya, jarati cha chitra cha iti jarati chasau chitra cha iti karmadharaya samase, jarati chitra iti sthite, pumvat karmadharaya deshiyeshu, jatiya deshiyeshu ityanena, jarati ityasya pumvadbhavah bhavati, jarat chitra ityasti. Idani jarat chitra gauhu yasya saha, he whose cow is jarati and chitra. So jarat chitra gauhu yasya saha iti sthite, jarat chitra ityasya pumvadbhave, jarat chitra guhu. Chitra ityasyapi pumvadbhavah bhavati jarat chitra guhu. So karmadharaya purva padetu dvayor api pumvat. Okay. Is this clear? We have seen three options so far. If it is a pure bahuvrihi of three words, only the last word, the one before the uttarapada, will get pumvadbhava. So you can either have chitra jarad guhu or jarati chitra guhu. Okay. So if it is a dvandva garbha bahuvrihi, then also the last one, that is the one before the uttarapada, गोशब्दात् पूर्वं यदस्ति तस्य पुंवद्भावः भवति चित्राजरद्गुः इति भवति. कर्मधारय गर्भे बहुव्रीहौ, इफ् यू इनिशियली डू अ कर्मधारय एंड देन डू बहुव्रीहि, देन बोथ वर्ड्स कैन हैव पुंवद्भाव. आदौ कर्मधारय समासे पूर्वपदस्य पुंवद्भावः भवति जरच्चित्र, ततः जरच्चित्र इत्यस्य पुंवद्भावे जरच्चित्र इति भवति जरच्चित्रगुः. ओके, एनी क्वेश्चन सो फार? कर्मधारय उत्तरपदे तु इनिशियली यू कंबाइन दिस विथ जरति गौः इति कर्मधारय समासः. द उत्तरपद विल कंबाइन विथ कर्मधारय. वॉट वी डू इट प्रीवियसली, द फर्स्ट टू वर्ड्स जरति एंड चित्रा कंबाइंड इन अ कर्मधारय. नाउ वी आर डूइंग अ कर्मधारय फॉर द लास्ट टू वर्ड्स जरति गौः. चित्र किं भवति? जरति गो इत्यस्ति कर्मधारय समासः. गोरसद्धितलुकि इत्यनेन टच् समासान्तः भवति. द वर्ड गो दिस् एट् द एंड ऑफ समास विल गेट टच्. सो यू हैव जरति गो अ गव इति अवादेशः, ततः टचः टित्वात् टिढाण इत्यनेन ङीप् भवति गवी इति भवति. जरति गवी, तत्र पूर्वपदस्य पुंवद्भावः भवति. बिकॉज इट इस कर्मधारय यः पुंवद्भाव, इट बिकम्स जरद्गवी. ओके, सो द फर्स्ट समास इज जरद्गवी. देन वी डू अ बहुव्रीही, चित्रा जरद्गवी यस्य सः. सो द मीनिंग फाइनली इज द सेम, इट मीन्स वन हूज कौ इज बोथ ओल्ड एंड मल्टी कलर्ड, बट हाउ यू आर डूइंग अ समास इज व्हाट मैटर्स टू गेट दैट द फाइनल फॉर्म. चित्रा जरद्गवी यस्य सः इति कृते चित्रा शब्दस्य पुंवद्भावः भवति. चित्र जरद् गवी कः नद्युतश्च इत्यनेन कप् समासान्तः भवति. विल् सी दिस् सूत्र लेटर. सो समासान्तः कप् प्रत्ययः भवति. सो इट् बिकम्स् जरद्गवीक, चित्र जरद्गवीकः इति रूपम्. सो लुकिङ्ग् एट् द रूप इट् सेल्फ् वी केन् सी से वाट् इस् द इनिशियल् समास. ओके, इफ् देर् इस् कप् समासान्त, इट मीन्स् दट् इनिशियली देर् वास् कर्मधारय उत्तरपद, द कर्मधारय फार् द लास्ट् टू वर्ड्स. चित्र जरद्गवीकः, उभयोः पुंवद्भावः भवति. चित्र इत्यस्यापि पुंवद्भावः, जरद् इत्यस्यापि, किन्तु अन्ते कप् समासान्तोऽपि श्रूयते. चित्र जरद्गवीकः, इफ् यू डू अ कर्मधारय फार् द फर्स्ट् टू वर्ड्स, तदा उभयोः पुंवद्भावः भवति चित्र जरद्गुः इति रूपम्. आदौ द्वन्द्वसमासः क्रियते चेत् चित्रा जरद्गुः, द फर्स्ट् वर्ड् विल् नाट् हाव् पुंवद्भाव, द सेकेण्ड् वर्ड् विल् हाव्. इफ् यु डू अ प्लेन् बहुव्रीहि वित् नो इण्टर्मीडियट् समास, तदापि प्रथमस्य पुंवद्भावः न भवति, द्वितीयस्य भवति चित्रा जरद्गुः. देर् आर् फोर् केसेस् वेर् ही इल्लस्ट्रेट्स्. सो यू केन् हाव् पुंवद्भाव ईदर् फार् वन् आर् बोत्, बट् नो पुंवद्भाव इस् नाट् एन् आप्शन्. चित्रा जरति गुः इति वा जरति चित्रा गुः इति वा न भवति. वन् आफ् देम् विल् डेफिनेट्ली हाव् पुंवद्भाव. स्त्रियाः किम्? सो स्त्री, नौ वि डू द दलकृत्य आफ् द सूत्र. स्त्रियाः पुंवत् भाषितपुंस्कान् अनूङ् समानाधिकरणे स्त्रियाम् अपूरणी प्रियादिषु अस्ति. स्त्रियाः, स्त्रियाः पुंवत् इति किमर्थमुच्यते? यु आल्रेडी हाव् द वर्ड् काल्ड् भाषितपुंस्क. भाषितपुंस्कं नाम पुल्लिङ्गे भवति, स्त्रीलिङ्गे अपि भवति इति ज्ञायते. सो दट् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्ग केन् बि काल्ड् भाषितपुंस्क. पुनः स्त्रियाः इति किमर्थं वक्तव्यं स्त्रीवाचकस्य इति प्रश्नः. यु आल्रेडि हाव् द वर्ड् भाषितपुंस्क, इट् मीन्स् दट् विच् इस् टेलिङ्ग् स्त्रीलिङ्ग नौ, विच् इस् आल्रेडि गिवन् पुल्लिङ्ग एण्ड् इस् टेलिङ्ग् स्त्रीलिङ्ग नौ. सो पुनः किमर्थं स्त्रियाः इति वक्तव्यम् इति प्रश्नः. ग्रामणि कुलं दृष्टिः अस्य, ग्रामणि दृष्टिः अस्य सः. द वर्ड् ग्रामणि, ग्रामं नयति इति ग्रामणीः. ही हू लीड्स् द विलेज्, द हेड् आफ् द विलेज् इस् काल्ड् ग्रामणि. सो द वर्ड् ग्रामणि केन् बि इन् पुल्लिङ्ग. ग्रामणीः मीन्स् द हेड् आफ् द विलेज्. इट् केन् बि इन् पुल्लिङ्ग एण्ड् स्त्रीलिङ्ग. इट् केन् आल्सो बि इन् नपुंसकलिङ्ग. ग्रामणि कुलम्, अ फेमिलि विच् लीड्स् द, I mean, that was the usual case. There is a family which traditionally which leads the village. So, tada, gramani drishtihi asya. we are doing a Ramasa with Napumsakalinga. Now this Dramani is also a Bhashita Pumska, right? So because it has a form, Tulya Pravritti Nimitte Ukta Pumskatvam Asti. Kintu Strivachakam Na. It is a word which exists in both Pullinga and Napumsakalinga. Okay? So Napumsakalingasya Pumbadbhavaha Nabhavati, Strivachakasya Iva Bhashita Pumskasya Pumbadbhavaha Bhavati. Tadartham Gramani Drishtihi Asya Ityatra Gramani Drishtihi. Atra Pumbadbhavaha Na Drishyate. Atah Striyaha Iti Uchyate. So to prevent Pumbadbhava for Napumsakalinga words, the word Striyaha has been used in the sutra. Gramani Dampadam Bhashita Pumskam Na Strivachakam. Okay. So Bhashita Pumska can be a word which is in Pullinga and Strilinga. Also a word which is Pullinga and Napumsakalinga. Okay, so there are such words. So those will be called Bhashita Pumska, but since they are not Stri Vachakas, there will be no Pumbadbhava. Stri Vachakas seyo Pumbadbhava uktaha. Bhashita Pumskat kim? Ganga Bharyaha. Ganga Bharya yasya saha. Ganga ityasya Pumbadbhava na bhavati. Nitya Stri Lingatvat. It is a Stri Vachaka and Anunganta. But it is Nitya Strilinga, not a Bhashita Pumska. Bhashita Pumska Seva Pumbadbhavaha Bhavati. Anung Kim. Unganta Nabhavet Iti Kim Artham. Vamoru Bharyaha. Vamoruhu Bharya Yasya Saha. So there was, I think, a break in connection. So, Vamoruhu Bharya Yasya Saha. The word Vamoruhu. Vamam Nama Sundaram. Sundarau Uru Yasya Saha Iti Samasaha. She has beautiful thighs. Iti Arthe Samasaha. Vamoruhu Iti Bhashita Pumskam. So it can have Vamoruhu. Vamau Uru Yasya Saha Iti Phi Bhavitum Arhati. So Bhashita Pumskam Stri Vachakam. Kintu Ungantam. It ends in the Stri Pratyaya Ung. Because of it, Vamoru Bharyaha Iti Atra Pumbadbhavaha Nasti. Ungantam Bhavati Che Pumbadbhavaha Na Bhavati. Vamoru Bharyaha. Samanadhikarane Uttarapade Iti Kimartham. Kalyanyaha Mata. Kalyanyaha Mata, the mother of Kalyani. Atra Kalyani Shabdasya Matra Shabdasya Cha Samanadhikaranyam Nasti. All the other rules are satisfied. Purapadam Kalyani Iti Strivachakam Bhashita Pumskam Anungantam. Uttarapadam Api Strivachakam. Kintu Samanadhikaranam na. Since there is no Samanadhikaranya, there is no Pumbadbhava. Striyam kim? Uttarapadam api Strivasakameva bhavet. Kalyani pradhanam yasya saha. Pradhana shabdaha nitya napumsakaha. It is a compulsory napumsakalinga word. It means that which is the chief. So that he who is chief, whatever it could be, something for whom Kalyani is very important is called Kalyani Pradhanaha. Tatra Uttarapadam Strivachakam na. Tasmat Kalyani ityatra Pumbadbhavaha nasti. Okay. So all these are counter examples for the sutra where the rule will not apply. If any of these is not satisfied. So there are three rules for the Purvapada, three for the Uttarapada. Purvapadam Strivachakam bhavet, Bhashita Pumskam bhavet, Anungantam bhavet. Uttarapadam Samanadhikaranam bhavet, Strivachakam bhavet, Apurani Priya. Purana Pratyantaha Bhinnaha, Purana Pratyanta Bhinnaha, Priyadigana Patita Shabdayabhya Bhinnaha bhavet. So, even if one of these is not satisfied, we will not have Pumbadbhava. Any questions here? I think there was one question which I have. An older question, Tanvi Dirgha Jangha, meaning Jangha. Jangha is the bone in the leg. Okay, so not the thigh bone, the one below that, the one which is in the proper bone of the leg is called Jangha. So he whose Jangha is Tanvi, is thin and Dirgha, very long. Is Tanvi Dirgha Jangha. Any other questions? So then, apurani priyadishu, purana pratyayante pare, priyadigana patiteshu pareshu, pumbadbhavaha nasti. He kim bhavati, इति श्यामश्चेत् अप पूरणी प्रमाण्योः इति सूत्रमस्ति. अप पूरणी प्रमाण्योः इति परद्वयम् बहुव्रीहौ सत्यक्ष्णोः स्वाङ्गात् षट् इत्यतः बहुव्रीहौ इति अनुवर्तते. सो पूरणप्रत्ययान्तं यत् स्त्रीलिङ्गं तदन्तात् प्रमाण्यन्ताच्च बहुव्रीहेः अप् स्यात्. इफ् देर् इस् अ पूरणप्रत्ययान्त स्त्रीलिङ्ग आर् द वर्ड् प्रमाणी इन् अ बहुव्रीहि समास देर् इस् अप् एस् द समासान्त समासान्तविधायक सूत्र. हि इस् गिविङ्ग् ए कौण्टर् एक्साम्पल् आफ् द पूरणप्रत्ययान्त. So what is Puranartha Pratyaha? The words Dvitiya, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturtha, Panchama, etc. You have one and you have first. You have two and second. Okay. So the one they are called ordinals and cardinals. Okay. So these forms, Dvitiya, Tritiya, Chaturtha, etc. are called Purana Pratyanta. Tasya Purane Dattu Ityaya Dini Sutrani Santi. So they are all called the Puranartha Pratyayas. So when followed by these words, there is no Pumbad Bhava. Apurani Priyadishu Iti Yuktatvatu Pumbad Bhava Nasti Iti Ekahamshaha. Tasya Samasasya Ap Iti Samasantaha Bhavati Iti Dvitiyahamshaha. Kalyani Panchami Yasam Ratrinam Taha. Ratrinam Iti Namashyakam. Kalyani Panchami Yasam. They, among whom, the fifth is very auspicious. A group of five nights, of which the fifth is very auspicious. Okay, or it can be a group of 10 nights, of which the fifth is auspicious. Okay, so Kalyani Panchami Yasam Ratrinam Taha Kalyani Panchama Ratrayaha Kim Bhavati Kalyani Panchami Yasam Taha Iti Laukika Vigraha. So Kalyani Su Panchami Su अनेकम् अन्यपदार्थे इत्यनेन समासः अप् इति समासान्तः. अप् पूरणी प्रमाण्योः पूरणप्रत्ययान्तश्चेत् अप् इति समासान्तः भवति. सो वि एड् अप् सुपोधातुप्रातिपदिकयोः इत्यनेन सुब्लुक् कल्याणी पञ्चमी अ इत्यस्ति. यस्येति च इत्यनेन पञ्चमी इत्यत्र ईकारस्य लोपः कल्याणी पञ्चमा इत्यस्ति. तस्मात् स्त्रीत्वात् असाध्यतष्टाप् इत्यनेन टाप् क्रियते. सवर्णदीर्घः कल्याणी पञ्चमा इत्यस्ति. तस्मात् जस् प्रत्ययः बिकास् इट् इस् अ विशेषण टु रात्रि विच् इस् स्त्रीलिङ्ग. दिस् विल् आल्सो बि स्त्रीलिङ्ग एण्ड् बहुवचनम्. सो यु डू जस् एण्ड् देन् देर् इस् ऋत्व विसर्ग. यु हाव् कल्याणी पञ्चमाः. कल्याणी पञ्चमाः रात्रयः मीन्स् दोस् नैट्स् अमङ्ग् हूम् द फिफ्त् इस् वेरि आस्पीशियस्. कल्याणी पञ्चमी यासां ताः. सो बिकास् इट् इस् अ पूर्ण प्रत्ययान्त पञ्चमी इति पूर्णप्रत्ययान्तत्वात् अपूरणी प्रियादिषु इत्युक्तत्वात् पूर्वपदस्य पुंवद्भावः नास्ति. इट् डस् नाट् बिकम् कल्याणपञ्चमाः. इट् इस् कल्याणी पञ्चमाः. स्त्री प्रमाणी यस्य सः स्त्री प्रमाणः. ही टु हूम् अ स्त्री अ वुमन् इस् प्रमाण दट् इस् द सोर्स् आफ् अथारिटी. दट् इस् ही लिसन्स् टु वाट् एवर् शी सेस् इत्युक्ते स्त्री प्रमाणी यस्य सः स्त्री प्रमाणः. अप् पूरणी सारी वाट् इस् सूत्र अप् पूरणी प्रमाण्योः इत्युच्यते. सो इफ् देर् इस् अ प्रमाणी शब्द एट् द एण्ड् आफ् अ समास देर् इस् अप्. सो इट् बिकम्स् प्रमाणी अ ईकारस्य लोपे प्रमाणः स्त्री प्रमाणः. द पूर्वपद हियर् इट् इस् अ नित्यस्त्रीलिङ्ग. स्त्री इस् अ नित्यस्त्रीलिङ्ग वर्ड्. इट् इस् नाट् अ भाषित पुंस्क. Therefore, there is no Pumvadbhava Prasanga eva nasti. It cannot have Pumvadbhava here at all. The Uttarapada has the up as the samasanta. Pumvadbhava Pratishedha Apratyascha Pradhana Puranyam eva iti Vartikam. So this Vartika says, what we have the Apurani Pramani, Apurani Priyadishu iti yaha Pumvadbhava Nishedha Uchyate. तथा अप् पूरणी प्रमाण्योः इत्यनेन यः अप् समासान्तः उच्यते उभयमपि प्रधानपूरण्याम्. वेन् द पूरणार्थ इस् प्रधान इस् हेस् प्राधान्य इन् द समास. फार् एक्साम्पल् वेन् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् कल्याणी पञ्चमी यासां रात्रीणां दे आफ् होम् द फिफ्त् इस् कल्याणी, ನಾವು ಸಮಾಸೇನ ಕಿಂ ಯುಚ್ಯತೆ ಇತಿ ದ್ರಷ್ಟವ್ಯಂ. ಸೊ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮಿ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಪಂಚಮಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಸಮಸ್ತಪದೇನ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮಾಹ ನಾಮ ರಾತ್ರಯಃ. ಸೊ ಸಮಸ್ತಪದೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಏವ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಪಂಚಮೀ ಇತಿ ಪೂರಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಏವ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಅತಃ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಪೂರಣೀ ವಾಚ್ಯಾ ಚ ಪೂರಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಏವ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಸಮಸ್ತಪದೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಏವ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಪೂರಣ್ಯ ಪೂರಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯಮಸ್ತಿ ತತ್ರ ಪುಂವದ್ಭಾವ ಪ್ರತಿಷೇಧ ಅಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಶ್ಚ. ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮಾಹ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ರಾತ್ರಯಃ ಯತ್ರ ಪಂಚಮೀ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಸಮಾಸೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಪೂರಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತೇನಾಪಿ ಪಂಚಮೀ ಇತ್ಯನೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿರೇವ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಅತಃ ಪೂರಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯಂ ಅಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬೋತ್ ಪುಂವದ್ಭಾವ ಪ್ರತಿಷೇಧ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಅಪ್ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯ. ಬಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಪಕ್ಷ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥೆ. ವಿ ಟೇಕ್ ಅ ಫೋರ್ಟ್ ನೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಚ್ ದ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್. ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಟೈಪೋ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ. ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮಿ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸಃ. ನೌ ಹಿಯರ್ ಪಂಚಮಿ ದ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ರಾತ್ರಿ. ಬಟ್ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸೇನ ಕಿಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ಪಕ್ಷ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ನಟು ರಾತ್ರಿ. ದ ಸಮಾಸ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಪಕ್ಷ, ವೆರಸ್ ದ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ರಾತ್ರಿ. ರಾತ್ರಿ ಇಸ್ ಸಬಾರ್ಡಿನೇಟ್ ಟು ದ ಪಕ್ಷ, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಪ್ರಧಾನ. ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕೇಸ್ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮ ಯಾಸಾಂ ರಾತ್ರೀಣಾಂ ತಾಹ ಇತಿ ಉದಾಹರಣೆ ಪಂಚಮೀ ಇತಿ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ. ಸಮಸ್ತಪದೇನಾಪಿ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮಾಹ ರಾತ್ರಯಃ ಸಮಸ್ತಪದೇನಾಪಿ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಏವ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಅತಃ ತಸ್ಯಃ ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯಮಸ್ತಿ. ಅತ್ರ ತು ಕಲ್ಯಾಣಿ ಪಂಚಮೀ ಯಸ್ಯ ಸಹ ಪಕ್ಷಃ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತೆ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತೇನ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ಸಮಾಸೇನ ತು ಪಕ್ಷ ಉಚ್ಯತೆ ನತು ಪಂಚಮೀ ರಾತ್ರಿ ಅತಃ ತಸ್ಯಃ ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಸೊ ಪೂರ್ಣ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಯಾಂತ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರಧಾನ ಹಿಯರ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಸಮಾಸ. ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಮಾಸಾರ್ಥ. ಸಮಾಸಾರ್ಥೆ ರಾತ್ರಿ ನಾಂತರ್ಭವತಿ ಪಕ್ಷೇ ಏವ ಅಂತರ್ಭವತಿ ಇತ್ಯತಃ ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಪ್ರಾಧಾನ್ಯಂ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಚೇತ್ ಪುಂವದ್ಭಾವ ಪ್ರತಿಷೇಧ ನಾಸ್ತಿ ಅಪ್ರತ್ಯಯೋಪಿ ನಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ವಿ ನೀದರ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಪುಂವದ್ಭಾವ ಪ್ರತಿಷೇಧ ನಾರ್ ಡು ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಪ್. ವಾಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಇಫ್ ವಿ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಪ್? There is a different samasa anta. Nadryutascha iti sutram. Nadi rataha cha iti chedaha. Bahuvrihau iti anuvartate. Kap iti api anuvartate. Nadyuttarapadat ridantottarapadat cha bahuvrihehe kap syat. So there is kap as a samasa anta. If the uttarapada in a bahuvrihi is ridanta, hraswarkara anta, or nadyuttarapada, the uttarapada is nadi. What does nadi mean? Use triakshav nadi, it is samya sutram. Nadi does not mean a river. In vyakarana, like vriddhi, we have a different samya called nadi. Use triakshav nadi. Idu dantav nitya strilingav. A nitya strilinga word which is ikaranta or ukaranta is called nadi. Okay. So here, in this case, kalyani panchami yasya saha iti udaharane, pumbadbhavaha bhavati, ಕಪ್ ಅಪಿ ಭವತಿ. ಸೊ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಪಂಚಮಿ ಪುಂವದ್ಭಾವ ಅಸ್ತಿ ತತಃ ಕಪ್ ಇತಿ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತಃ. ಸಮಾಸಾಂತೇ ಕೃತೆ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಪಂಚಮೀಕ ಇತ್ಯಸ್ತಿ. ಕೇಣಃ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಹಸ್ವೋ ಭವತಿ ವಾ ಇತಿ ಪ್ರಶ್ನಃ. ಹಿ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೇಸಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ವೆಶ್ಚನ್. ಕೇ ಅಣಃ ಇತಿ ಸೂತ್ರಮಸ್ತಿ. ಶುದ್ರೂಪಣಾಂ ಹಸ್ವೋ ವಾ ಇತ್ಯನೇನ ಹಸ್ವಃ ಇತಿ ವರ್ತತೆ. ಕೇ ಪರೇ ಅಣಃ ಹಸ್ವಃ ಸ್ಯಾತ್. When followed by ka, an and letter will be shortened. Okay, it is a sutra. Iti prapte. So actually here, kalyana panchami ka ityasti. Tatra panchami ityasya hraswaha kenaha ityanena prapnoti. Kintu na kapi iti nishedhaha. Kapi pare anaha hraswaha nasyad. When followed by kap, there is no hraswa. Which means the form will be ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಪಂಚಮೀಕ ಪಕ್ಷ. ಪಕ್ಷ ಇತಿ ಅನ್ಯಪದಾರ್ಥ. ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಪಂಚಮೀಕ ಪಂಚಮೀ ಇತ್ಯತ್ರ ಹಸ್ವಃ ನಾಸ್ತಿ. ಕಪ್ ಸಮಾಸಾಂತಃ. Kalyani ityatra pumbadbhava drishyate. Even though panchami is a purana pratyayanta, since it is not pradhana, there is pumbadbhava and we have kalyana panchami kaha pakshaha. Yatra purana pratyayanta artha tasya samasarthe antarbhavaha asti. When it is pradhana, tada pumbadbhavaha nasti ap samasantaha bhavati. Kalyani panchamaha ratrayaha iti. Yatra pradhanyam nasti, tatra pumvadbhavaha bhavati, kap samasantaha bhavati, kalyana panchamikaha pakshaha. Okay? So please note the difference in meaning in both. There is kalyani panchamaha ratrayaha, kalyana panchamikaha pakshaha. Both of them are bahuvrihi samasa, but there is a difference in what they convey. So, katham prakriya, kalyani, su, panchami, su, aneka vanya padarthe. The first step is the same in both. Kintu, atra nadrutascha ityanena kap bhavati. Previously, we did up by appurani pramanyoho, atra tu kap bhavati. Subluka, subodhata ityanena, striyah pumvatu ityanena pumvadbhavaha, kalyana panchamika. You add supratya, it becomes kalyana panchamikaha pakshaha. Any questions? Atra tirohita avayava bhedasya pakshasya anya padarthataya ratrihi apradhanam. So night, even though a fortnight is comprised of 15 nights, the paksha does not refer to the individual components. Okay. Tirohita avayava bhedasya. The difference in its components is tirohita, is not visible. Paksha, we are viewing it as one entity and not as 15 nights. Okay, paksha means a fortnight, which is one entity. So since that is the anya padartha, ratrihi apradhanam, each night of that paksha is treated as apradhana. Bahukartrukaha, this is an example, another example for nadrutashta. Bahavaha kartaraha yasya saha. Bahukartru ityasti, rudantat kap samasantaha bhavati, ataha bahukartru kaha iti rupam. So bahukartru kap, rudantatvat nadhritashtya ityanena samasanto bhavati. Apriyadishukim, so we are still with striyah pumvat, don't lose that thread, that is the main thread. Striyah pumvat bhashita munskar anum samanadhikarane striyam ityanena pumvat bhavaha uktaha. Tataha apurani priyadishu ichyutade. Purana pratyayante pare pumvadbhavaha nasti. Pumvadbhavaha nasti chet kim bhavati? Ap samasanto bhavati. Athava purana pratyayante parepi tasya apradhanye pumvadbhavaha bhavati. Iti drishtam. So that is about apurani. It also says apriyadishu. Priyadigane ye shabdaha patitaha. Teshu pareshu pumvadbhavaha nasti. Kalyani priyaha. Kalyani priya yasya saha. He to whom Kalyani is beloved. So tasmin arthe. Now Kalyani is a bhashita pumska, a strivachaka and anunganta. Kalyani priya yasya. Ityatra uttarapadam samanadhikaranam strivachakam. Sarvam asti. Kintu priyadi gane. Priyadi gana. The class priyadi begins with priya. Ataha tasmin gane yadi uttarapadam patitam. Tarhi pumvadbhavaha na bhavati. Kalyani priyaha. So which are the words in that gana he gives here? Priya, manodnya, kalyani, subhaga, durbhaga, bhaktihi, sachiva, svasa, kanta, kshanta, sama, chapala, duhita, vama, avala, tanaya. So if any of these words form the uttarapada, then you will not have pumvadbhava. Okay. Kalyani, kanta, yasya saha. If you not be kalyani, it could be anything. Sundari, kanta, yasya saha. Sundari, kantaha, ityeva bhavati. Sundara, kantaha, iti na bhavati. Evameva anyatra. Now, but there is a form which is seen. Okay, that is about apurani priyadishu. Kintu, dridha bhaktihi iti ekam rupam shruyate. It has been used, I think, by Kalidasa himself somewhere. Dridha bhaktihi yasya saha. He whose devotion is very firm. अर्थे दृढ़ा भक्ति यहाँ सामस कि भवेत् भक्ति शब्द प्रियादिगणे पठित तस्मात् दृढ़ा इत्यत्र पुंवद्भाव न स्यात् देर शुड नॉट बी पुंवद्भाव विच मीन्स द फॉर्म शुड बी दृढ़ा भक्ति लाइक वी हैव कल्याणी प्रिय इट शुड बी दृढ़ा भक्ति किंतु दृढ़ भक्ति इति रूपम प्रयोग दृश्यते वी सी अ प्रयोग दृढ़ भक्ति कथम तस्य प्रयोगस्य साधुत्वम हाउ कैन दैट बी करेक्ट सिंस भक्ति इज अ वर्ड इन द प्रियादिगण देर शुड नॉट बी पुंवद्भाव If there is no pumvadbhava, the form should be dridha bhakti. Dridha bhakti iti katham iti prashnaha. Samanye napumsakam. You saw this rule. Samanye in general, when a particular linga is not intended or not known, we use napumsaka linga. So what do we do here? Dridham bhakti asya saha. Dridham ityatra samanye napumsakam. Just something which is firm. There is no linga vivaksha. We are not making it as a visheshana to anything. We just make it as dridham, as firm. Then we bring in the other word, dridham bhaktihi yasya saha, dridha bhaktihi iti bhavati. So, priyadigane patitatvatu dridha bhaktihi yasya iti vigrahe pumvadbhava nasyat. Ataha, dridha bhaktihi ityatra, dridha bhaktihi yasya iti vigraha na vaktavyaha, dridham bhaktihi yasya. Dridham iti visheshanam na. It is not taken as a visheshana to bhakti. Just generally something is firm. Then we call it as samanya napumsakam. Dridham bhaktihi yasya saha. Sthritva vivakshayam tu. If sthritva is intended, that is if we intend it as a visheshana to bhakti, tada dridha bhaktihi iti rupam sadhu. दृढ़ा भक्ति ही यस्य सह दृढ़ा भक्ति ही इत्यपि रूपम भवितुम अर्हति दृढ़ा भक्ति ही इति प्रयुक्तम सिंस इट हैज ऑलरेडी बीन यूज्ड इट कैन बी जस्टिफाइड बाय यूजिंग सामान्य नपुंसकम ओके क्वेश्चंस देयर इज अ क्वेश्चन इज सामान्य नपुंसकम इंटरचेंजेबल विथ क्लीबम लोकात एट वन लेवल मे बी बट आई मीन द Intention is different. Klivam lopukat implies that there should have been a different linga. Lokat means because of usage seen in the world, it is napumsaka linga. So in this case, atratu samane napumsakam ityasya upayoge. Where there should have been strilinga for using napumsaka linga, yes, samane napumsakam is interchangeable, but not in all cases. In actual, I mean, original applications of samane napumsakam, There is no linga which can be decided at all. For example, if you have something like pratah kamaniyam, prataha is an avyaya. So, there is no prasakti of pumstva or sthritva there. So, that is where samanya napumsakam is used. There you cannot say klibam lokat. It is klibam because no other linga is there. So, in cases where there should have been some other linga but napumsaka linga has been used, There, yes, we say klibam lokat, we can say samanya napumsakam also. Okay. Any other questions? So before that, Usha says that the leg bone, tibia or the fibula, that is the jangha. Okay, yeah, I don't remember the exact name. Yes, that is jangha. That is the one which gives strength to the leg to run or to stand. Any other questions? So we'll stop here and we'll continue with Pumvadbhava in the next class. मैत्रेय नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरण सिद्धांत कौमुदीयं विरच्यते